Blog Talk Radio.
When you said it was over, you shot right through my heart. Why you let these holes tear what we had right apart? Oh, I was so mad. I could have seen this coming right from the start. You should beware, beware, beware. Yeah. Love a woman with a broken heart.
Praying to a sky all black. Looking at the stars like they finna talk back. Whoa. Looking at my phone like she finna call back. Whoa. But last night I feel like probably ended all that. Cause by now she would've sent a text in all caps. Then another one trying to take it all back. Saying fuck you, I miss you, or I hate you so much. Cause girls only say I hate you to the guys that they love. I know, I know, I know. The highs, the lows, it comes, it goes. You say be real, I try, I don't. Cause you take anything and just make it everything. Kept my phone on silent ever since you got a ring. Funny, right? And I never cheated. Well, I mean, maybe once, twice. One time don't change everything. She asked why I don't feel the same. I'm still the same. She's still insane, and now she's saying.
You said it was over. You shot right through my heart. Why you let these hoes tear what we had right apart? Ooh, I'm so mad. I could have seen this coming right from the start. You should beware, beware, beware of a woman with a broken heart.
Okay, ski, smoke, sleep, call, miss, text, woke, spoke, lie, feel, Lisa, ill, time, kill, months, still. I got somebody, baby mama, calling me daddy. I drank too much, please call me a cabbie. Penthouse after party, hoes want the addy. Fuck, they could ride with us, crawling in the caddy. Third row, that's when you call, I hit cancel. Really, I hit answer, fuck, I hate when that happens. Phone in my pocket for the whole night. And you heard bitches screaming till my phone died. And she texts me like, why you still talk to my mama? How the fuck you run around with condoms? Why you made me get this tattoo? Man, fuck this tattoo. You the reason I wasn't single when college was. All because I had you. Nigga, I don't even have you. How I'm supposed to get past you? And she called the next guy, spilling some real shit. Now they problems that he gotta deal with.
When you said it was over, you shot right through my heart. Why you let these hoes tear what we had right apart? Ooh, I was so mad. I could have seen it coming right from the start. You should beware, beware, beware of a woman with a broken heart.
Girl, don't believe them hoes, cause they don't wanna see us together. And you already know you're too fly. But baby, don't get your hair caught in the propellers. I be trying to tell her these hoes is jealous. You know they never like it when you never say never. Long hair, red bone, but her pussy is hairless. Why? I French kiss it like we in Paris. I be screaming out, ain't no woman like the one I got. But she be always worrying about the one I fuck. She say it's gonna be me, myself, and I. Damn, that'll make me a one-eyed fuck. I was so mad. Damn, you used to ride a nigga like a moped. But players fuck up, my bad. And just to keep him crying, I laughed.
When you said it was over, you shot right through my heart. Why you let these hoes tear what we had right apart? Ooh, I was so mad. I could have seen it coming right from the start. You should beware, beware, beware of a woman with a broken heart.
Baby, last time calling me baby, last time calling me crazy, crazy, crazy. Baby, last time calling me baby, last time calling me crazy, crazy, crazy.
What's up, what's up, what's up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Rockefeller's Radio. Today is Thursday, January 22nd. It's 10:04 p.m. in Miami, 9:04 here in Chicago. I appreciate everybody tuning in to today's episode. It's a very special, special episode, as is the others, but this is extra special. Today's topic, we're going to be discussing the Latino Wars 2015. We're going to do a recap on that. And, of course, I did not forget about the Zodiacs. You know, I'm not going to leave y'all hanging. Today's, we're going to discuss the Capricorns, okay? So two topics. We're going to take the show into an hour and a half. All right, and along with me today, I'm going to have two special guests. I'm going to announce when I come back. You know how we always do it. Bring in the show, give you guys a little bit, you know, time to get yourselves together. Smoke, drink, none of the bad stuff, okay? And you smoke your weed, that's good, you know, whatever, whatever. Stay away from the fucking dust and the powder, okay? I'm just saying. grab your glass of Moscato or whatever you drink to relax, you know what I'm saying? You got a little jump off going on, take a little break, you know, go into another room, because this is going to be very fun. It's going to be something interesting to talk about, especially if you into zodiacs. You know what I'm saying? I know all of you who did not attend the Black Teen Awards are going to want to know who the winners are, in case you haven't went to the website. And then we're going to discuss the winners and the people that were nominated, and maybe even talk about who you think should have won if they didn't win. All right, so don't go anywhere. You're tuned in to Rockefeller's Radio right here on blogtalkradio.com.
On a real nigga, I'm a real nigga. I run around with them real niggas. Got real sons, I need a real sitter. When I leave, niggas, they get real bitter. On a real nigga, I'm a real nigga. I run around with them real niggas. Niggas, and that's real rap, but I do sing. Make room when I come by. Ain't speaking, I'm dumb high. Just heard niggas got jokes. It's a matter of time before one dies. Them dudes out and them tools out. All sixes like tools out. Niggas know if they talk slick that I'm winning fresh, they'll get chewed out. Cause them dudes out and them tools out. All sixes like tools out. Niggas know if they talk slick that I'm winning fresh, they'll get chewed out. This shit ain't regular rich. So they end up in a ditch. I'm not a regular bitch, so when niggas see me, they jump on my dick. He not a regular shooter. So when you see me, salute her. Ain't got a knife in my hand, but I'm chopping it up.
On a real nigga, I'm a real nigga. I run around with them real niggas. Got real sons, I need a real sitter. When I leave, niggas, they get real bitter. On a real nigga, I'm a real nigga. I run around with them real niggas.
Selfie, got them Aggie. These bitches is lightweight. I'm always at fight weight. Risk game is on ice skate, cause we move work through that tri-state. Cause them boys out and them toys out. Still banging that noise out. You could get it in the wintertime or that Mayweather like Floyd's out. Cause them boys out and them toys out. Still banging that noise out. You could get it in the wintertime or that Mayweather like Floyd's out. All of these bitches in pocket. I'm about to make a deposit. Tell them to go ahead and gossip as long as your house is the size of my closet. Anybody I call, they picks up. Even if they was getting their dicks up. These niggas don't make a mix up. Tell them niggas go step, they bricks up. Tell them niggas go step, they bricks up.
Tell them niggas go step, they bricks up.
On a real nigga, I'm a real nigga. I run around with them real niggas. Got real sons, I need a real sitter. When I leave, niggas, they get real bitter. On a real nigga, I'm a real nigga. I run around with them real niggas. We bang by, pop pills, now we Shanghai. When we bang by, pop pills, now we Shanghai. When we bang by, pop pills, now we Shanghai. Shanghai, 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 Shanghai. We bang by, pop pills, now we Shanghai.
Yes, yes, yes. That was Nicki Minaj with Shanghai. You can check that out on her new album, Pink Print. So we're going to get started here on Rockefeller's Radio. That's right, on blogtalkradio.com. I said I had two special guest hosts that will be joining me today. We're going to kick it off first with our special guest. You all know him for his popular blog called The Lucky Star. And without further ado, I want to introduce Lucky himself. Join us here on Rockefeller's Radio. What's up, Lucky?
What's up, what's up, what's up? How is everybody doing today?
Doing well, man. It is a pleasure honor to have you joining us here on Rockefeller's Radio. I know we've been talking about it so long, and we are actually finally able to make it happen, so I definitely appreciate you, joining me today.
I greatly appreciate it. Actually, you know what? We actually talked about it over the weekend. I did not know that it was going to be this soon that we're going to be working together. So this is all in the universe.
Yeah, I didn't want to wait too long. And I said a Thursday's coming up. Why the fuck not? But you can't just have one special guest on the show. It just wouldn't be right if I didn't add in a third one. You know, we'll say one company. They say two's coming through the crowd, but it's okay to have a crowd because we're bringing back who used to do the T for Two for us, the one and only, the celebrity, Mr. Dwight Allen O'Neill.
Hello, everybody. Thank you so much, Rock, for having me. I'm so excited to be here tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Dwight Allen O'Neill. We are gracious to have you on the show again. I know today is going to be very interesting with the topic we're discussing, Zodiac Capricorn about Teen Awards 2015. But before we get started and get our discussion nice and heated, Lucky, I know you got some information that you provided to me early before the show, and I'm going to kind of let you, unfortunately, bring that bad news to our listeners out there.
Okay, and I really do hate to report this, but I actually heard maybe about 30 minutes ago that we lost one of our greatest legends in the adult industry, legendary adult film star Cameron has reportedly passed away, according to sources closer to the X-List. Cameron has been in the industry since the late 90s and has starred in countless films. I'm sure you guys have seen him in Pitbull Productions, Forbidden Funk Media, Brit Me Media, Dirty Dog Productions, just so many movies. He was definitely legendary and likable. And as of now, I don't have any information on the cause of death, but today was his birthday, and he would have been 42, actually died on his birthday. So this is really, really sad news.
Oh, wow. That is, man, that is deep. Well, what I would like to do on behalf of myself, Lucky, Dwight O'Neill, Rockefeller's Entertainment, and Flavor Works, is just like to give a moment of silence while we remember him, especially for those of us that know of him, you know, and the things that he's done and participating in our LGBT community. I appreciate it, y'all. Dwight and Lucky, I appreciate you getting that information to me and to the listeners. And I think they're gracious to hear that. And I know that the more that we get more information, that you'll be able to provide that to them on your blog. I just want to say before we get started, you know, I know how it goes. Dwight and Lucky, I know y'all know how it goes mm-hmm. and where it's going to end up. And all I can do is ask the people, the fans, the people that don't like to watch porn, the people that are against porn, the people that love to watch it, the people that support us in the entertainment industry, period, whether it's porn, dancing, stripping, go-go dancing, blogs, whatever, is that, you know, you respect, you know, and not go around automatically assuming the worst thing that what caused, you know, Cameron's passing, because you don't know. I don't know. Nobody knows. And then even once you find out, don't start sit and feel that you have the right to change and be like, no, it was this because he does porn. You know, we don't know, you know. And what's touching to me is the fact that the man came in on January 22nd and then he leaves us on January 22nd. You know, and sometimes we don't know. I'm a very religious person. That's God's calling. He brings you in on a day and he takes you out on the same day that he brought you in. It's sad to hear it. But, you know, like they say, we all have our time and we can't count when it's going to happen. But, you know, we just need to live our life for the best that we can while we're here.
No one knows the time or hour.
You know, it's very unfortunate. It's definitely unfortunate. So what I'm going to do, it's kind of hard to do a transition, especially from something, you know, like that, is I'm going to let us take a little break, and then when we come back, why don't we go ahead and we'll jump into the show and get everybody started. You tuned in to myself, Mr. Rock Rockefeller, Dwight Allen O'Neill, and Lucky right here on Rockefeller's Radio on blogtalkradio.com. What's up, everybody? This is your boy, Rock. You're tuned in to Rockefeller's Radio on blogtalkradio.com. Talk that keeps it 100. Alright, what's up, everybody? That's right, you heard it. Talk that keeps it 100, and that's all we're going to be doing today, y'all. Y'all ready?
Ready, like Freddy.
Okay, so kicking off with the Zodiacs, if you all don't know, for the past few weeks here on Rockefeller's Radio, we've been talking about the Zodiacs. Everybody, you know how they always talk about, oh, well, you know, I am a Sagittarius and we are like this, and then you always see somebody meet someone and they say something they might like. Like, you know, what's your sign? Oh, I'm an Aries. Oh, I'm a Gemini. Oh, you're bipolar. I don't want to fuck with you. You always get that. Sometimes it's a stereotype. Y'all ever deal with that before?
Well, people think I'm crazy anyway, so.
Absolutely, always.
I got to ask, Lucky, what's your sign?
I'm a Gemini. I just told you people think I'm crazy.
Oh,
oh my God,
that's
run.
Right.
Run.
We did.
Run,
man,
run.
Is that bipolar?
I would cook you a hot plate of grits and throw it at you.
Oh, see.
Exactly. Run.
See. And Dwight, you're a Capricorn, right?
Yes, Capricorn in the house. Just had my birthday a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, I got to show Capricorn, of course, because everybody knows that my boyfriend, you know, he's a Capricorn, too. So I know how Capricorns are. At least I have a good feel for them, you know, so... Rah-rah to the Capricorns, you know.
Who's your boyfriend?
Christian DeJuan. He's joining us on the show. I don't know if he's going to join the conversation.
Oh, he's hot. Oh, okay. All
right. Thank you.
I just had to ask. I didn't know. I was
sexy,
to
right? Sexy. That's what I got to say. So why don't we go ahead?
Capricorn. He's awesome.
Well, you know what? It is true, because I haven't really had any bad run-ins, and he's the first Capricorn I've ever dealt with on a close level. So I give y'all much props. You know, y'all some real people. So I appreciate that. And Dwight, been a friend for so long.
Capricorns actually are a very, very good sign. I mean, I'm very much into Zodiac sign. With anyone that I meet, it's challenging in business, because you don't want to go into a business meeting. Also, what sign are you? But somehow I always try to figure out people's birthdays, because it helps me in relation and how I deal with a person. Like,
okay.
I know pretty much how every sign is. And, I mean, I just kind of know how to treat a person or what they like. Or it's just, it does help. But, yeah, Capricorn, we're awesome people.
Lucky, would you consider yourself to be someone that's kind of astrological, where you're into the Zodiacs and you have an understanding to where you kind of compare yourself with other Zodiacs?
You know what? I'm learning. I've been getting into the Gemini and what it is to be a true Gemini. But also, I've been learning about my moon sign, my rising sign. My moon sign is a Libra, my rising sign is Aquarius. So I'm a full-out air sign.
Mm-hmm.
So as of about a couple months, I've been learning about it. So it's interesting that you're doing a show today, because I don't know anything about Capricorn.
Well, that's what's up. We're about to find out the stuff that.
Well,
what
do you
want to
know about me?
What we're gonna do is, I got some little information that may help the Capricorns out there that are listening, and then I'm pretty sure you'll probably be like, "Well, that's not true," but we're gonna find out. Kicking it off with the Capricorn, we're gonna go to the Capricorn and independence. It says here that Capricorns are very independent because they know their capabilities, and therefore they rarely trust others to finish details. They like to do it all themselves. Capricorn is the longer of all zodiac signs. Is that true?
Yeah, that's very true, actually.
That's true. Capricorns are great organizers, and they're very serious about their work and project and life. Everything has to be right.
Yeah.
Very.
Oh my God. You're describing me, buddy. What are they?
They're boring creatures in the bedroom, but you know, everything.
Excuse me. We are not boring in the bedroom.
Well, they what plan, I'm going to do.
They plan when to have sex, when to suck dick, when to swallow.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Okay,
that's the
true.
Shit. That's that shit right there. You know
we
what's so funny?
In the beginning, just planning it out or structured, and it might take us a little longer to be as loose as others, but trust and believe, once you get it open, baby, it's
nope.
all she wrote.
Well, I'm not going to leave anybody hanging. We actually got a comment or question coming in on the line before I read the next section, and I believe I know who this is. Rockefeller's Radio, what's up, Mr. Christian DeJuan?
What's up?
Hey, what's up, babe?
Nothing.
How you doing? And welcome to the show. We're on with Dwight and Lucky from the Lucky Star blog. What's good?
What's up, Dwight? What's up, Lucky?
What's up, babe?
Hey, we're good. How are you, fellow Capricorn?
I'm doing great. I'm doing good.
So do you feel, Kristen, what we just read first for the Capricorn that says that you guys are very independent and know your capabilities? And that you all like to do it yourselves.
Yeah, you I tell you all the time. Yeah.
Yeah. You do, don't you?
Yeah.
Very independent, very independent. And that's from dealing, you know, with the Capricorn firsthand, y'all, I'm telling y'all, you Capricorns are the most stubborn when it comes to independence. You don't like nobody doing shit for you.
Because we're always right, and we're all... That's
see,
how Capricorns
see,
is.
See, see.
See. He said, see.
I'm not going to like this conversation all already.
But see, who said that we were born in a bedroom?
That was Lucky. Of course,
oh, well,
Dwight, he agreed. He gagged and agreed.
He did.
Capricorn, well, I don't know about y'all, but...
Oh, Geminis have multiple personalities, so we can fuck you, make love to you, give you a quickie, beat your ass, you know, all that good stuff. I mean,
Geminis,
whatever you want, we can give it to you. Capricorns, they plan their sex. They plan when they want to have sex.
Yeah.
They plan when they want to douche. They're going to plan when they're going to eat. All that. They plan everything.
Yeah.
If you're not sucking
so
it like that, you're not doing
that
it
is...
right.
Because Capricorn, they have to be like, I don't know, I know me, I have to, everything has to be like my, well, sometimes my way. How,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
You
go ahead,
like,
Brian. Go ahead, Brian. Rub it in. We all knew what we're supposed to do.
Well, what I want to do is I want to get a little bit more deeper into the Zodiac. Going into the next section, and Chris, I'm going to keep you in line with us for a minute because clearly you are a Capricorn. It says here, Capricorn in friendship. The Capricorn is a strong friend. They will always be there to help. They are very sympathetic, caring, and helpful to a friend in need. A Capricorn will get someone back on their feet again with a steady plan for success. And for all this, they expect nothing in return. The Capricorn friend is deep and mysterious and full of intrigue, and there always seems to be something going on in their mind.
Yeah,
I agree
that's
with
me
that.
All
yeah.
the way. That is me all the way.
So I want to ask each of you a question. I'm going to start with Kristen. I'm sorry. Based on the Capricorn and friendship and what was just said about the mysterious and full of intrigue and then help friend, how have you feel that you've done that for a friend in the past or recently? Name an experience that you dealt with that you can tell us about.
Oh my goodness, I've done it for many friends.
give me one.
Well, actually, my friend Arai, I think she online. She listening anyways, but I helped her in the past, plenty of rides. I let her stay with me like a couple of times, and I didn't expect nothing from her because it was my friend. No, nope.
he just spilled all his friend tea on a live radio show. You see these Capricorns, they're sneaky as hell. Is that
not say the friend's name?
I didn't do it behind her back.
He just spilled all the tea. He just shared it with the whole world, and it's sweet.
So thoughtful, the Capricorn. Dwight, why don't you tell us, you had an experience to fit into this category of Capricorn and friendship, or like what any situation that you have ran into, and describe us how the Capricorn.
All the time. I guess I won't throw my friends under the bus. Lucky to be sure to point that out. But no, I have a friend, like I have a few friends. One of my friends in particular is having relationship problems right now. And Lord knows it's been going on for a minute, and it's time that, you know, I may not want to hear it, or, you know, I've given my opinion, but I mean, I still can be a sound advisor as she deals with the situation, you know? So I definitely feel like friends are family that we choose. So, yeah, I try to be a great friend, and I think that I am a good friend. I do things for my friends, and I expect anything in return.
That's what's up. Lucky, you had any experiences with a Capricorn that would make you want to disagree with that?
I fell asleep when I was meeting with him, so.
What?
I fell asleep, so I don't remember.
You fell asleep, like, was he talking to you and you fell asleep, or you just?
He was just moving his mouth and stuff was coming out of it, and I just fell asleep.
Oh, wow.
But I hear that they made really good friends, though.
Which personality was that, Mr. Gemini?
Sir?
Which personality was that?
Oh, that was my personality. Her name is Brenda. She's a bitch.
Okay, so you know it's really all aggressive.
No, but seriously. I can't recall meeting a Capricorn, but from what I've heard, they make good friends. They're loyal people. They're very loyal.
I mean, yes, we are. I mean, you're saying a lot of positive things about us. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, we're just the most positive sign there is. we have some negative traits too, but we are good people.
Oh, don't worry. We're going to get to those. I was just actually trying to be nice.
You're going to build us up to tear us down?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to listen in while you do that.
Okay. Just all right. Well, thanks, Kristen.
You're going to make that to
mind. I was doing that thing, what they call, how they say, you know how they always say, wait for it? Yeah, wait for it, Dwight. It's coming, okay? Don't get your panties in a bunch. Why don't we go to, I was going to skip this part. I think it's important anyway because, you know, Dwight's a businessman. It says Capricorn in business. It says the Capricorn personality is geared towards that of leadership and achievement. They always want to climb the corporate ladder and be the best they can be. Capricorns have excellent sense of time and manage it very well. They are excellent organizers. Capricorns are also very creative, not spontaneously creative, but it is incorporated into their time management skills and their ideas for executing a plan. Capricorns make good, wise investments because they look at the long term and what will be the most beneficial down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. I will say that.
That's true, but I'm actually very spontaneous. Actually, I have some of my best ideas on the fly, and I'm really good at going with the flow. So, I mean, but my rising is Pisces, and I mean, it's a lot of other things that equate to my personality. So, I mean, but for the most part, I agree with that.
Of course.
Really?
I agree with that. Can I share? I forgot that I met Dwight long, long time ago. He doesn't remember this.
Did you?
But. Yeah, I met him a long time ago on a BG somewhere. But anyway, I think
did
I was going through a hard time.
What
I was going
through
a... It doesn't matter. AOL, I'll forget. But anyway, the point is, I met Dwight. We were friendly. We weren't like friends, but we were friendly. And we were always, you know, write each other messages. And I think one moment I was going through something, and I forget what you said because I'm old, so, you know. Blame that on my age, but I do remember coming out of my depression when you was talking to me.
Oh,
and you may not remember this. You may not remember this, and it just dawned on me because, you know, we do have some type of history, you know, and I just wanted to share that. So going back to what you're saying about friendship, I guess that's true about Capricorn, and they're very attentive, you know.
Yes, they are.
I tell you, BGC saved the world again. Amen.
That is crazy. Hey, but check this out.
I'm really glad that whatever I said was able to, you know, inspire you and make you feel better.
I can't remember it, but it was just so brilliant and so touching, and, you know, the Lord spoke to me.
But amen.
Somebody on BGC once told me to go up the block.
They told you to go up the block?
Yes. I was like, what does that mean?
What does
she
that mean?
She was like, your wrist. It means split your wrist.
Oh, wow. What?
Yes.
So they told you to kill yourself?
I was like, I was inspiring.
I'm like,
wow. Damn. Well,
yeah, I used to have a fake profile because I was going through a really bad breakup, and I was going in there like speaking, like just posting stuff and reading it and getting advice actually. And yeah, somebody told me that. I was like, oh my God. Yeah, help me pull it together though. I tell you, dick will do some things to you, men.
Wow, told you to kill yourself though. That's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, so somebody killed myself because I like went in like asking advice. What would you do in this situation? And somebody was like, go up the block, not across the street. I'm like, what the hell? They were like, yeah, up the block, not across the street. It means split your wrist the other direction because they can't stitch that back up.
That's fucked up.
It's some really dark people.
It's demonic, man.
Yeah, it's demonic.
Damn. What did you say? You know what?
Allegedly. Allegedly, because I ain't trying to get sued. Allegedly, I hear that they're demonic. Allegedly.
That's kind of funny because the next one I was going to read was Capricorn temperament. So we're going to find out about that. It says here, okay, I'm reading this. I'm not making this shit up. It says here that Capricorns might seem melancholy and stern because, and only because, they live by self-discipline and responsibility. They evaluate everything, and they don't take daring chances without weighing the advantages and disadvantages first. To the onlooker, they may seem boring, but it is the serious drive and structured way of life that the Capricorn feels safe with. Capricorn's self-sufficiency is often mistook for coldness. They are not as cold as they seem. This might be apparent just because Capricorns like to do everything themselves. This way, there is no worry about something not finished or not done properly. It is all about control of the surroundings and their daily lives, and some things sometimes spills into their people's lives. They believe they can give structure and organize other people's lives too, which they can, but others might see this as an intrusive and not welcome the Capricorn suggested changes. According to Capricorn, there is only one right way and one wrong way to do things, and this idea makes some Capricorns closed-minded, stubborn, and reluctant to agree with others. This is an ongoing lesson for Capricorns, knowing that there is more than one way of doing things, and even though their way is usually right, it does not mean that they have to impose their ways on others. Bam!
Can you say that again? Read that last sentence one more time for the Capricorns. For all the Capricorns of the world.
This is an ongoing lesson for Capricorns, knowing that there is more than one way of doing things, and even though your way is usually right, it does not mean that you have to impose your ways on others.
And the truth should set you free.
Right?
Let's keep it moving.
Fine. We're not just going to sit there and act like that just wasn't said.
Okay, first off, I'm going to say that...
Bada bing.
I can't help it that my life is together and other people's aren't, and I'm trying to help them get their life together too. If I love you, I feel like you should have all the same opportunities and advantages as me. That does not make me a bad person. So we're going to keep it moving. Thank you, Ryan and little Stewie.
Hey, Lucky, did you feel that? Did I strike a nerve, Ryan?
Whatever.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh my God.
Let me tell you something.
That part right there. If you take that part, that whole section, and you post it on every Capricorn's Facebook, you love them to death, but you post it on their Facebook or send it to them in a text message, they will call you and cuss you the hell out, or they won't talk to you for the rest of the day.
they're gonna plan it. They're gonna put it in their planners to call you. They're not gonna do it right away.
They're not gonna do it right away. Yeah. Yeah. They gotta plan it. You know, like you said, they gotta plan it. You know,
that's a planet. Yeah,
that's not true, Capricorn. Because I go off instantly in the moment. I don't bite myself or nobody.
But you got to weigh your options before you do it. At least when you call a Gemini, because because, you know, we can flip it and cut your ass out, and then you end
up doing that. And that's the beauty of a Capricorn, honey. I can weigh my options in 1.2 seconds.
Hey, but did you
know what I'm gonna say?
Did you notice?
No seconds, man. I'm already on it.
You notice a symbol for the Capricorn? You know what that is, right?
What is it? Scale?
No. Go ahead, Dwight. What's your symbol?
Will you keep going, please?
See? Stubborn. They don't have the horns
that's
in your head. You don't have the horns in your head for nothing.
So they're a bull.
See,
a goat?
We're a goat. It's a goat.
Or a ram. Is it a goat or a ram?
It's a fucking goat.
That's an Aries. Aries
are rams. Aries are, okay. So y'all are goats. That fucking Billy Goat Gruff. Remember that? Trip trap.
Whatever.
I mean,
whatever.
I'm going to do something good for you and Kristen. Last but not least category, before I point out the three different types of Capricorn. Sex with a Capricorn. You're going to love this. And I know this is true. Capricorns have stamina and lots of it. They like nice, classy surroundings and a comfortable atmosphere. In the bedroom, they will last all night and want some more. They are very physical and good at what they do. Do not expect any creative or zany positions, but expect it to be good.
I detected a little shade.
I like
it.
A Capricorn wrote that shit. How dare this Capricorn tell us that?
You said what you
no
say like
positions, but it will be good. Don't tell me when it's gonna be good.
Oh my gosh.
None of my partners have ever complained about anything I've done for them in the
That's because they fell asleep. You didn't know this.
Boy, well, please. They did not fall asleep.
I can't say that I fell asleep. I mean,
not
I'm not gonna
lie.
My dude's a Capricorn, it was good. I'm not gonna lie. Capricorn's got it. You know, maybe put me to sleep. You know, if you got it. Yes, it did. Put me right on the sleep.
Lucky, I don't know what right Capricorn next. You were with. Perhaps they were just tired of having sex with all your different personalities. But
I wore them out. I wore them out.
We just went for the Gemini. He just said having sex with multiple personalities.
All of my personalities wore that ass out that night.
Well, I've had Geminis, I've had Virgos, I've had Tauruses,
I'm saying, it's like you're spilling your tea tonight.
Still, we wanted some good Capricorn.
That's
okay,
terrible.
You know what? I'm gonna say this for real. Capricorns are not boring, dude. They're not boring.
They're not.
But they're not really open to new stuff.
I can't wait for you to talk about Geminis and how they liars.
You
Geminis
already said, Geminis are not liars. We just tell little
lies. Oh, yes, they are.
No,
they're not. Capricorn is feeling it today, I see. Wow. Another thing about Capricorns, they don't like being attacked. And that's on today's news.
Whatever.
That Capricorn is coming out, boy. I appreciate it, though. I'm glad that we happen to have two Capricorns that came on the show, you and Kristen, and then the Gemini, to actually see the side, you know, to see the two zodiacs go. I mean, I stay out of it. I just, you know, I see what it is, you know, but, you know, with me living with a Capricorn and having sex with a Capricorn, I know what it's like, so it's all good. Why don't we talk about the three classes? You all know that every zodiac has three types to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
People sit up and talk about, they're like, oh, I'm not the type of, you know, Capricorn. Well, you know, you may not be, but you are truly Capricorn. And I'm going to kind of break it down for people in case you didn't know. It says here from December 23rd to the January 1st. This is what it says about those. This is considered Capricorn 1. If you're a Capricorn who was born between those dates, the 23rd of December and the 1st of January, you have an extra dose of Saturn energy as part of your makeup. You're exceedingly ambitious in the way you express yourself and are most likely to find success and happiness through work. Marriage and family life is also important to you, but may take second place to your work. That's for the Capricorns that are born between December 23rd and January 1st. Now, for those of you between January 2nd and 11th, it says if you were born between those dates, you are sometimes inflexible, and this can be particularly problematic for your relationships. You are also somewhat possessive and jealous.
You are extremely practical, and your common sense will be one of your most invaluable assets. Invaluable assets. You're also somewhat possessive and jealous. You are extremely practical, and your common sense will be one of your most invaluable. I'm just reading what it says. This is what the second Capricorn is. I mean, it's not saying you guys are bad people, you know. It's like my baby, he's a second Capricorn. I mean, I know what it's like. I mean, I didn't have to read that to know that. I mean, I knew that.
I'm feeling attacked.
It's okay, because I didn't do it.
I feel like you're making this up.
I'm the messenger. I'm telling you. But it's natural. It's natural to be that way. But don't feel bad, because it says for the third Capricorn, January 12th to 20th, that your mind is brilliant and full of amazing details and plans. You see the minute of each situation. You're critical, or a little critical, of yourself and others, and should spend a little more time focusing on your good points rather than the bad. That's January 12th to January 20th. So you might want to take heed to that, Mr. Capricorn. Yeah. See how they get quiet, Lucky?
Yeah.
Capricorns really don't have much to say. It's only the good things that they say a lot about. But when the other stuff start coming up, boy, I'm not sure they got the right thing.
My mother raised me that if I don't have anything nice to say,
don't
say
it at all.
Well, bless her heart.
She was probably being nice to you. Because she knows how her baby is. She was like, you know what, just if you ain't got nothing nice to say, baby, just don't say it at all, because you got a mouth on you. But that's good. I mean, you know, you sure you don't want to say nothing, Mr. O'Neill?
I do have a mouth on me.
Oh, really?
Next.
Do tell.
I'm just feeling, I feel like you're attacking me, but that's fine.
I didn't attack you. I read it.
Why do you, don't say you don't take this shit seriously, though. It's not even that serious.
Hey, you're a winner.
you should have the Gemini show. The Gemini show was crazy. And all of it is true. But I don't think it's true.
But you know what? While we take our break, I'm gonna let Dwight listen to this song. It's for him, because he seems to be bothered. Don't go anywhere. You're tuning into Rockefeller's Radio with my special guest co-host, Dwight Ellen O'Neill, and Lucky from Lucky Star Blog. We'll be right back right after this for a discussion on the Blatino Wars 2015.
Ain't no cruise control, you about to lose control. cold. Ain't no smiling faces here, we slamming doors and dishes. Saying we don't miss each other, but it's all fictitious. Saying that we had enough, but enough of what? Another slap to the face, another uppercut. I'm just abusive by nature. Not cause I hate ya, not cause I wanna get someone to imitate ya. I know it's hard, I know I intimidate ya. But if you staying or going, I couldn't breathe and you ain't even know it. How come you never show it? All this love you speak of, all I want is to love and be loved.
To love and be loved.
Hey, what's up, this Rock? Are you looking for some of the hottest black and Latin porn? There's only one place that you can find that, and that's at CocoStore.com. Black and Latin porn from both Flavorworks, Rockefeller's Entertainment, some of the hottest and sexiest boys that you will ever find in the adult film entertainment industry. That's right. Check it out. CocoStore.com. Hot DVDs from Flavorworks, Rockefeller's Entertainment, and Raw Raw's Productions. If you want to get off, then you got to get on. CocoStore.com. What's up? What's up, everybody? We are back here on Rockefeller's Radio. Dwight, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling much better. God is so good. I'm so happy in the relationship we have. You can follow him. He can heal everything.
And did he heal you?
He did. He was like, you know what, Dwight? You know, sometimes people gonna come in your life and lie to you and hate on you and spread lies about Capricorns. But you know what? You've got to pick yourself up and keep on moving. He said, the devil is a lie.
Oh, did he say the?
I think he just whisked us to hell.
He just did. Wow, really? I thought you got healed. Are you talking about the rock and devil's lie?
I was a slip of the tongue. I meant to say the devil. I didn't mean to say the rock, you know.
Yeah, the twist of the tongue. Yeah, okay. Twist of the tongue.
That was speaking in tongues. You were speaking in tongues.
Ah, let's talk about these Black Hero Wars. People want to hear.
Yeah,
well,
please.
How do you think it was? Okay, so we were in Atlanta during MLK weekend. The Black Teen Awards took place on Sunday, all right? It turned out that me and Dwight ended up being the special host. We had a pretty good, decent turnout, not as much as we thought it would be. But and before we kick
it
off, this is not me downing anybody in the industry. It would have been nice to have a lot more other entertainers to come out because it's an award that you're giving. It wasn't like a piece of plastic. It was an award that was being given to the nominee that ended up being the winner based on the votes that you all got from fans, from people that support what you do or that watch a movie or that come out and tip you when you're out dancing or when they hit you up on Backpage or Adam for Adam for an escort. had. It's not anything to disrespect, but it was for recognition of everything that you do, whether it be YouTube, Vine, adult film videos, dancing, DJ, promoter, whatever. So what we're going to do is just go through the categories, and we'll talk about some of the people, the nominees, the winners, and if not, we'll just skip it. Somebody's going to tell us to skip it, then we'll move on. If it's not something they want to talk about, if they do, then we'll discuss it, and then we'll move on. Y'all ready?
Mm-hmm.
2014 winners, we went to the best category. The first category was Best Club DJ Midwest. Just to give you an idea of some, I won't mention all of them. I'll list the top five or top six that were nominated, which was DJ Cage, DJ Angel X, DJ Charlie from Attitudes in St. Louis, DJ Ruben from St. Louis, DJ Demario from the Woodward in Detroit, and DJ Gucci Rock from High Society ENT. And the winner for that one was DJ Gucci Rock. Was he there, Dwight?
No, he was not.
He did not show up, but he did win an award for that category. You know who he is?
Next,
okay. Make it so.
All right, DJ, let's move on to the best DJ South.
DJ South.
And it's not to be disrespectful, it's just that I don't know him. So
you don't know him. No,
congratulations.
You're good.
Congratulations. Sound like Miss, what was her name from the color purple? I don't know her either. Miss Millie. I don't know
her. You are crazy.
I don't know her.
DJ South, we got DJ Cage again, DJ Skrilla from Atlanta, DJ Dias from Club Boy, DJ Cruz Atlanta, and DJ Angel X for Best Club DJ South, and DJ Angel X. Huh?
Wait a minute. Now see, why are some of these DJs in two different categories in two different regions of the United of the country? I don't get that. I can even be DJ of the South and DJ of the Midwest.
Well, apparently DJ Angel X and DJ Angel X. No, I'm sorry. Correction, everybody. You're right, Lucky. You pointed that out. I was reading into the other one. So there was only four in the first one.
There was only four in the first one. He read too many of them.
I read too many of them. So DJ Angel X.
DJ Sushi, DJ Diaz, DJ Skrilla, DJ Kanye G, DJ Brooks, DJ Trust, and then DJ Angel X. I'm sorry, DJ Truth.
And then DJ Angel X won for Best Club DJ for the South.
And he wasn't there either, but he's my baby daddy in my head, so I actually accept that award upon his behalf.
Yeah, not shocked at all. That boy stays in my inbox. My text messages.
Angel
all
X?
Of it.
Yes, he goes in.
All of the messages, my Jack, Christian Mingle, everywhere I go, every email I have,
Christian Mingle.
In it.
Yes. God is good.
The church announcements, I mean,
yeah, he does.
If there's a flyer, there's a poster, his name is on it. So I'm not
My baby
about.
Is a hustler. You know, we got three kids. You know, we got to make that money for these babies.
Yes, sir. Wow. We got to get that money.
So y'all married, and he's on Jack talking to somebody else?
We got to make that money.
Okay, ooh, next. Hello, sir,
Oh my God, Stewie was in the house too.
Yes, I was there, but it was so funny because I was sitting there and there's this boy, he's gay, and then he had these braids in his hair and he's walking all around the club and talking about people and I tried to interrupt him and I said, "This is my house," and he wasn't listening to me.
Yeah, and we escorted him right off the stage just for you, Stewie. We did that just for you.
Thank you.
Stewie, did you have fun with the Trophy Boys? I saw you backstage with Mustang and D'Angelo. What was that about?
You did not see no such thing. Actually, I was back there, you know, playing with a little bit of the baby oil, and it seemed to have spilt all on the floor, so they started to roll around like pigs in the mud, and I sat there and watched them do their thing.
What were you doing in your knees, Stewie?
By the way, I'm not a homosexual, so I did not participate in any of those things like that.
Oh, okay, so when you were on your knees, you were praying.
I didn't need to get on the news.
Next category.
Yeah.
I'm done. Best Club DJ, West Coast. DJ Ernie V, DJ David Harness of San Francisco and Oakland, DJ Moody, Rudy in San Diego, and DJ Rum in Oakland. And they said the winner for that was DJ Ernie V from L.A.
Go L.A. Do we know him?
I wonder if this party's cute. Have either of you been to his party?
I've been to L.A. Yeah. I probably wouldn't know if I've been. You know, them clubs in fucking L.A. are so big sometimes.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
I barely make it to the DJ booth.
Congratulations, Matt.
Yeah. I love it. Best club promoter, East Coast. DJ Angel X again. Omega Party DC. Hey, K5 yeah. Entertainment. And Ignite DMV. And Bryce K. Was it Scorpio? Is that supposed
it's
to be Scorpio?
Scipio.
Okay. He won.
Yes,
he won.
Bryce walked away with that.
Yes, he did. Next. Best club promoter, Midwest. Trax. Urbano Chicago. DJ Gucci Rocks. And Rails Marketing Group. Rails Marketing Group took it home for Best Club Promoter Midwest. I'm familiar with them. They throw hot, fun parties here in Chicago, so make sure y'all check out some of their parties if you're ever in the Midwest here in Chicago. Best Club Promoter South. There's a lot of them.
Okay, just
do the top four.
Yeah, top four, clearly. Trax Atlanta, What's Up in ATL, Hype Man, and Angel X.
I love Hype Man.
Again. Angel
he
X.
won.
Yes.
What?
Tell me.
Next.
No, what? What were we going to say?
I don't think that's fair.
But you know what? I want your feedback on this, though, Lucky. Tell me.
Why isn't it fair?
Yeah, why isn't it fair?
Because how can you be a DJ of the South and be a DJ somewhere else?
Well, no, this is a promoter for the South.
Okay, didn't he win an award before?
I mean, that's possible, though. He has parties in New York, and he also has parties in the South.
Yeah,
okay,
he's a DJ and a club promoter.
You know what? With that said, that's fair. Okay, we can keep going.
Best club promoter. Best club promoter. Best club promoter West Coast. You got Joe Hawkins, Laura Durrell, and Ivan Daniels, and Brandon Anthony's Socialite House. For Best Club Promoter West Coast, and the winner was Mr. Brandon Anthony's Socialite House. Anybody know who he is?
Nope.
I don't know, but he's a date.
I guess. I bet you would from looking at the picture, right? You know what, Dwight?
What?
Next.
Bye, Felicia.
Well, there you go. I was waiting for that one. Websites and People, Best Entertainment Blog. On this one, I will read the top five. We got Inside Jamari Foxx, Chaos, Rockefeller's Radio, The Lucky Star, The Triple X List, and B. Scott. And the winner for that one was B. Scott.
B. Scott turned that. I
he did.
That.
He did.
But you know something?
You did
hope
for him, didn't you?
You did, didn't you, right? He set us both up.
I lost the category, but you know what? I will say this. I respect B. Scott. I've been a huge fan of B. Scott for years. So
if I didn't take it,
I was so happy that he took it. And I'm just so proud of everyone that's on the list.
You better give
that PR answer.
Right.
And I really couldn't give a shit.
I remember the first time that I actually followed B. Scott on Twitter and that we had a conversation. And I was like, you know, well, one day that, you know, it would have been nice to, you know, be in an interview with them. And because the first time I met her was in Atlanta actually doing Pride. It was a promo event, and she was there at the party. I was like, oh, B. Scott, what's up? You know, and all the good stuff. But that's what's up. Much love to Lucky Star.
You accepted her. Did you break it yet?
No, actually, we're gonna ship it to her.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
B.
Yeah,
Scott.
Okay. When we get off the air, Rock, I'm going to give you her address. Now, it's going to be based in Atlanta. It's going to be based in Atlanta. But just ship it. I promise you she'll get it.
Okay. All right.
B-Scott, you hear that, right? They plotting to get rid of your award.
You are edited perfect.
They plotting, bitch. They plotting.
You are crazy. You are crazy. Nobody trying to get... Shut up. You're trying to set somebody up. Best Escort East Coast. Look at you. We're going to do the top five, which is Rico, Anubis, Kept Secret, Casanova, and Double Trouble, Manny Baby, and Alonzo Avery. And the winner of the Best Escort of East Coast was Mr. Rico.
What's his
I don't know. I don't
really.
I guess you would have to be a client to know most of these people. I mean, I know some. I know some of the people on her. Like, I know Anubis because he does porno. Manny and Alonzo Avery and Travis Davis and Juicy.
That was my baby daddy before you, Rob.
Now, one of them should have won.
Wait, Juicy lives in Philly, right? Didn't I meet him?
Juicy, yeah. Juicy's in Philly.
The model, right? For the show.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. And I think one of them should have won.
Well, naturally, I think Anubis should have won, but I don't know most of the nominees, so I'm not going to take anything away from the person that won because I don't know him.
You don't know him? So, okay. Well, I guess we can go to the next category is Best Escort Midwest. And the nominees, I'll mention the top five again. Exotic Flavor from Chicago, Devon Star from Chicago, Cairo JV from Nashville, Magnum Mike XL, and Tay the Doug from Cleveland.
Ooh.
And the winner by 64%.
Yeah, he won by a long shot.
By a long shot. 64%, Tay the Doug. He took that.
And
he took
said
that.
He wants his trophy. Please send him his trophy.
He said, what happened?
He wants his trophy. Send his trophy. He threw a fit over his trophy.
We're going to make sure. It wasn't something that was done on purpose. It was actually an accident. We were like, what happened? You know, made a complaint with the company and stuff like that. Because it was a nice little list. It wasn't a long list of awards.
No one will ever, intentionally forget Tay the Doug. I mean,
no.
He is Tay the Doug, and he won by 64%.
64%. You know, so that's what it was. But going to the next category. Best Escort South. I'll name the top five again. Assassin, Arquez, Sean Xavier, Brooklyn Kid, Brandon Sean Fox, and Mr. Multitudes Male. Is he a Gemini or something? Multitudes? Is that like multiple attitude, multiple personality?
I'm not sure.
He sounds like a Gemini. You know how Geminis are.
Wham! A blow to the Gemini from the Capricorn, and the crowd goes wild.
I love you, Lucky.
I love you too, bitch.
And the winner for Best Escort South was Arquez by 39%. And
oh
Arquez was there.
He was hilarious. His speech,
Arquez
was
there.
He was like, I don't know how I won this, considering I don't escort. But now, you know, the kids are shady. So afterwards, when I was with my little entourage of people, I won't say no names, she gave very much, why every time when he in New York performing at Bryce's parties, I see his escort ad go up. But when he leaves town and go back to Atlanta, his ad ain't no longer up no more on A for A.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness.
I was like, oh, the kids will read.
Just take the damn award and just don't say anything. Just take the award and don't say anything.
But
please.
You know what? That is true.
I have so much respect for Arquez because he gets his money.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree.
I have nothing to say about him.
I agree with that. I mean, I don't have nothing negative to say about Arquez. I mean, he's been in the industry, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that. And the only thing that, like, I agree with Dwight is that when you get an award, it's best, especially in front of people, don't dig a hole for yourself and deny something.
They will attack. Oh,
and
my
don't
God,
deny on stage, because when he got on stage, I'm like, well, I mean, don't want us to look like fools either. Well, we didn't make this award up. Somebody nominated you for it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, you know, well, either
people nominated him for it.
Either somebody's using your photos a lot, and you can thank them for it, or I don't know. Something.
Well, I will say this. He is lovely. Yes, he is. I love a tall, light-skinned man.
There you go. Too bad he's not a Capricorn.
Light is light.
Best Escort West Coast.
Sometimes.
Now, I don't know none of these people. Jerry Stearns, Jordan Santoro, Champ, Jabari Blaine, Kizzy. Well, I know Kizzy. He used to be at the dorm. Leon J, Mark Tunnel. I know Mark Tunnel because he was going to model for us once in a while, once upon a time. Once Upon a Time in New York 3. Woo! No, I'm just playing. But so the winner for Best Escort, and only by 19% compared to Jerry Stearns, who was following right behind him at 18%. So he was, that was close. Champ
that
won Best
close.
Escort. Yeah, that was. That was like.
Champ is hot. Champ is
he?
Fucking hot. I'm not surprised. He's fucking hot.
Yes, he is.
And he's very sweet. So I'm not surprised.
Okay, so you feel that he deserved that award then. That's cool. That's what's up. Yeah, we're going to jump into...
I believe everybody deserves their award.
Really?
I can say that right off the bat. I do. I don't have to mean it, but I don't have to be... I mean, like the Capricorn said, we lie, so I can say it. It doesn't have to be true.
Or you could say it and not mean it, so that's what's up.
It's not a white lie.
I was getting ready to say, like, what? What the hell?
PR, I mean, give you that, honey.
Everybody mm-hmm. don't deserve an award. I'm just saying.
You
Best Exotic
Beyonce
Dance.
PR tonight.
I just want to say, Rock, how does it feel to get the end of your IRE treatment? Because, you know, you were nominated for how many nominations? How many nominations did you have?
4 or 5.
And I had 4. And we lost all of them.
Every last category.
The first
every
annual,
last category.
No, the first year they ever did this, though, Rock cleared house, which I feel like that's one reason I think you made a phenomenal host, because the first year where I just presented, like, Rock, your ass should have just sat on the stage because you were there. Every freaking, I don't even know why you went to go sit there.
Oh, you feel
like
he
won
the best
award.
He won the
award.
Best bottom, top, versatile, best club promoter.
You were crazy.
Okay.
It was so funny because the Cara, when she was reading the nominees, she said, you know what? I swear, if this man wins this category, I want to see for myself. I'm like, well, you go ahead and open it because I want to know too. Because I go ahead. She said, see, y'all know who it is. It was like, for real? I was like, okay. And I didn't know. I didn't expect any of that. You know what I'm saying? I was just like in awards. I was ready for it. I was very grateful, and I'm still ungrateful to everybody because I still have my awards. You know, I still look at them. And I thank all y'all for, you know, making, and it actually made headline news and porn industry news that it's the actual headlines on xbiz.com, and you can search it. If you go to xbiz.com and search Rockefellers, you can see the headline that says Rockefeller Sweep, or Rockefeller Sweeps Blatino Awards in the first year. I think it was like 4 or 5
damn
awards.
You damn Aquarians love to brag. Just love to brag.
What?
We're supposed to be having our moment.
Okay,
we're supposed to be wallowing in our pity, and you just had to mention that. But anyway,
I'm pressed.
But I want to say to all my, stars out there, thank you so much for voting for the blog. Like, real talk, thank you guys so much, because when I tell you, I didn't even see myself even being nominated, and to be nominated 4 times, I lost all the categories, but that's okay, because to the people that won the award, I truly believe they deserve
right.
to win the award.
And
I am so blessed
about.
To even be considered. So thank
that's
every single one
about,
of you guys
though.
Out there for voting for me.
Because
what
even
about
if you
the
did...
people that weren't nominated, guys? I mean, at least y'all were nominated. Some of us,
yeah.
like, look at me.
Right.
I wasn't
that's
nominated
true.
At all.
You sure wasn't.
Didn't nobody even think of me.
I was so mad. A child, I voted. I did. I sure did.
I want to be Best Exotic Dancer for East Coast.
No, see, I didn't vote for that part.
I twerk when I be in the club.
No, When you get that dog look into you, Dwight, you just turn into a different person.
Oh, Rude Boy, he won Best Exotic Dancer for South. He was there.
Now, I have to say, I am so proud of him, because
yeah.
I told him 2 years ago that he was going to win that award, and he did.
Oh, did
so I'm
you?
I'm very proud of him. Yeah, I know.
Rude
I know.
Boy?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, well, then you.
And
we skipped East Coast though.
And he's actually one of my favorite dancers in Atlanta, right here in Atlanta. So I feel proud that he won that award.
Was he there?
He was there. You don't remember? He came on stage.
Was Seduction there too, or just him?
I don't remember. No, Seduction was there. I believe he was there.
Yeah.
I think. I'm not 100% sure. Best Exotic Dancer West Coast. There was only 2 people. So, I mean, Theo Rush won that one. Congratulations to Theo Rush for that.
Yay. Congratulations.
So,
next.
Best Gay Artist. Now, this was,
that
I think.
Pissed me off.
This was kind of fucked up. It was I'll say the top four. Bryant, Freak Voice, Sonny Cobain, Fly Young Red, and Frank Ocean. And Mark Angel. Frank Ocean won.
No.
Yeah, Frank Ocean won. No.
Fly Young Red should have won that.
Fly Young Red was robbed. And they're all great artists in their own right. But Fly Young Red had a huge year. And I have so much respect for Bryant. I have so much respect for him.
Yeah, but, and he's been around for a long time, too.
And Mark Angel.
Bryant's won before.
And Mark Angel. And Mark Angel.
Yeah.
And it's just like, wow. And I don't know, maybe sometimes the people that vote, I'm like, maybe they don't like, do you not know? I mean, these are people that are,
I think that you guys should have a panel of people to pick from before you guys. I think that you guys have to have some kind of regulation because this is clearly popularity.
Well, it's going
to
change. I will say that because this award ceremony helped us learn what we need to change about the Blatino Awards. It's not where.
But are we going to implement these changes? Because what
We're going to have a meeting when it comes close to time to start doing it. And to all the people that are listening, because they feel that, because the awards are sponsored by this, they're not going to be rigged because, like with being, especially when you're nominated, I don't have any dealings with it. You know what I'm saying? If I did, I still wouldn't be trying to, everything is still fair. But we're going to do it a little bit more different to where a percentage will be from fans, and then you have another percentage will be from a panel. Then you have another percentage will be from, video wholesalers or people that are in the entertainment industry or news bloggers and people that can vote, not just from people because you like them or because you think they're sexy is why they should win. They're not in a category for sexiest person. They're in a fucking category for best artist or for best top or for best director or best dancer. Not because and this was clearly a popularity contest. When it should be based on the category, as if they're a best dancer, then that's why how you should vote for them based on their dancing, their skills. You've seen them perform, tip them, you've been to shows. Some people vote and don't even know who the fuck these people are, honestly.
If you haven't seen the person, though, you do have to go off of what you see.
If you haven't seen them, then don't vote. Vote for somebody else, especially when you're nominated.
Folks still vote.
To the nominees. And are you,
I just feel like perhaps that there should be more structure as far as taking the nominees, then selecting who the finalists are that everyone's voting for. Like Frank Ocean, right. No shade, Frank. I love your album, but you shouldn't have been here.
Right.
You should not have been here. You totally robbed Fly Young Red. And for it to be so close, that's just that's bad.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And that goes along with anything else. I'm going to jump to the next one because Mr. Lucky's in that category. It is under Best News Blog, and Mr. Lucky Star, of course, you know that you were listed in there again. Best News Blog is B. Scott, Lucky Star, The X-List, The YBF, and Cypher Avenue. You were right behind B. Scott, Lucky. You would have won that, technically. You would have won that one. You would have definitely took that home. So congratulations to B. Scott.
Congratulations, B. Scott. Yay, I love you. Love Mushy.
Congratulations to Lucky Star as well, because you had that. You had it. But as we look around the corner, you were nominated again for Best Porn Blog, right next to Papa's Playground and The Black Boy Addictions, Tasty Man, and Black Gay Porn Zone.
And he lost by 1%.
1%.
But you know what? I have to say, for me to go against Bubba, that says a lot.
Yes, it does.
Because he has a huge following. He's had a huge following since I started. So for me to go against him and be behind him by 1%, that's an honor for me, to be honest.
Right.
That's real honesty. That's an honor for me. I'm not surprised by that at all.
Well, it's good when you find yourself that close to people that have a huge following. That's like a big, pat on the back, like job well done. You know what I'm saying? I want to make sure that we get this the last few out of the way. Best social hookup app was Jack. Best Tumblr blog, Papa's Playground won again. Best Twitter channel was Giovanni. Best Vine channel was Dwayne McKell. Y'all remember him? Best YouTube channel went to Jacob. How you say his name?
Jacob Kohinor.
Okay, we met him in Atlanta when we were at the mall shopping for stuff for the awards and stuff like that.
He got a juicy booty.
Into the best Latino porn, best acting bottom. It was up pretty much between Carlito, Germany, and Remy Mars. Remy Mars the Comey Award again.
Hasn't he won every year?
Except for the last year. He didn't win in 2000. He didn't win in 2012. Because I think Trap Boy got that one. But the other years, I think he's pretty much been the winner. He's like in the lead for Best Acting Bottom for the Latino Awards.
He's like the Nicki Minaj of like the BET Awards, that category.
Pretty much.
Right.
He's like Beyonce. He just wins by default. Beyonce wins everything by default.
Well, she done lost some stuff, but okay,
best acting top was you're silly. Best acting top was Mike Mann, Red, myself, and Drilla. And Drilla took on the award for best acting top. I give much love and shout out to Drilla for winning best acting top. You know, like I said, and like Dwight said, and Lucky, I've been doing it for a long time, and I commend anybody that wins that award and being placed in the category with them, because I've been doing it. I've got my chance of winning. I haven't won it yet, though. I've always been nominated, but haven't won it yet. So
you didn't win that the first year?
No, that's one.
Oh, the green one.
It was close. Yeah.
The green one.
I was so close to winning it. Mind you, he didn't show up and get it, but who does? Best acting versatile was against Rio, Tay the Dug, Phoenix, and XL. And XL took home best acting versatile. He led that by 38%.
Not shocked at all.
I have a friend that has a really huge crush on him.
Who does?
You know what? I can honestly say XL is a really sweet guy in real life. He's a really sweet guy. Very sweet.
Yeah. I heard about him.
I haven't met him yet.
Best black
he's
porn
a really
site.
Sweet guy.
Best black porn site is between Black Breeders, Raw Rods, and Breed Raw. Breed Raw took it home at 35% for best black porn site 2014. He was also in the running with Raw Strokes, Black Boy Addictions, and Flavor Works, Thugs Seduction, Raw Breeders, and Rough Thugs. Best Latin porn site, top was Poppycock, Bi Latin Men, and Biaggi Videos. The guy for Biaggi Videos was there.
Yeah,
really?
It was. And it was so sweet when he hugged his partner before he ran on stage.
Aww.
I felt like I was at the motherfreaking Oscars.
Right.
Well, shout out to him. Shout out to Antonio Biaggi.
They made such a beautiful couple, too.
Yeah, that was really nice. Best newcomer was between Rio, Jin Jin, and XL. XL took that one home as well for best newcomer.
Not shocked.
Yeah, expected that one. Best porn director was between George's Gang, Dre and Dro from Entertainment West, Q Santiago from Breed It Raw, Michael Galetta from Black Boy Addictions, myself, Rockefeller's Entertainment, Flavorworks, and Ace Rockwood. I don't want to sound like I'm bitter because I'm not. I was just shocked that he got best director.
I just want to clarify something. Are we judging his work based off what he did with Dog Pound? Because, you know, he shot the scene with Mike Mann, and he shot a couple of those scenes.
He filmed it and directed it, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, but that doesn't – I mean, no disrespect to you, Ace, but I thought – and this goes with Q because he's filmed stuff, and Dre and Dro, they do good stuff too. Based on the content that you film from that year and how good the production was, like the DVDs that you produced and directed and stuff like that, right?
Right.
I mean, would you base it on that?
I'm trying to figure out what are we trying to judge on. I don't know, outside of Dog Pound, I don't know if his work that has been put out there, whether it's DVDs, whether we're talking about straight porn, gay porn, like, I don't know anything.
The people have spoken. The winner is Ace Rockwood.
I am not Mr. Brian.
It was just a question. I was just wondering.
Was
that
guy that came through?
No, I know Ace. I know Ace. You know, personally, I mean, not that we sit up and talk, but I've met him back when the old Cocoa Dorm was around, when he was there as DB, and then I've seen him around here and there, spoke to him, but I didn't know until somebody told me that he was a director. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, now I know.
I mean, what I've seen, from what I've seen, I mean, I like his movies. You know, I'm just trying to clarify, you know, are we talking about him working with Dog Pound, or are we talking about his own stuff? Because, you know, I've seen some of his own stuff, and, I mean, it's not enough to judge on. To go against somebody like Q, you, or Dre and Dro, who have a large collection of stuff, who have produced a lot over the year, you know, mm-hmm. over the last 2 years, rather, really.
Right. Most notable porn star.
Next.
Most notable porn star. We had a lot of people that was up, including myself, Remy Morris, Ace Rockwood, Venom, Day Day, XL, Antonio Biaggi, Giovanni, and Phoenix, and Hot Rod. And the winner for most notable porn star 2014 in the Flavorman Latino Awards was Mr. Hot Rod. And he was there. He was there at the awards.
He was there, and he delivered a powerful speech that moved the entire audience.
Yeah, it moved the audience.
What did he say? I had a dream too.
He spoke. He said that he didn't feel that he deserved it, but he was shocked he deserved it, and he's humble, you know, and that he appreciated everything, you know, for people voting for him and stuff like that.
And he had worked over a year.
He had done working over a year. He didn't know how he won it and stuff like that. But I said, hey man, you got it. That's what's up. You know, much love and big ups to you for most notable. That's something to stand up for.
A tough award, because there are so many of you that were nominated that I feel like deserved it, especially you, Rock, and a few other people. So XL is a newcomer, and he already
Day Day as well.
He's done a lot of work. Good. How long has he been involved in the game? XL.
Who's that, Day Day?
Under 3 years.
Who is that, Day Day?
Okay.
Who, Day Day?
No, Day Day? I'm not sure.
No, Day Day's been. I brought Day Day in the industry like around 2009.
Yeah.
The first thing that he shot in porn was with him and Hot Rod. They was in Raw Dickin' It number 4 or 3. One of them.
You guys remember that?
Yeah. Yeah, I can remember. Like, I remember like it was yesterday.
Well, I think all right, Grandpa. Good for him.
Yeah.
It either would have been you, Remy Ma, or Hot Rod. And I only say that because you guys have been doing it for a while, and you guys are still here and still
fighting.
So, you know, it's one thing when you come in the industry and you make a splash for a little bit, but it's another when you've been in the business for a long time and you're still able to make a huge impact.
They're trying to.
Like I said, there are a lot of people who did not make this list that I feel like deserve to be on the list. A lot of Who are some people you felt like deserve to be on the list? I want to keep that to myself because I don't want to make this an argument. No, it won't be an argument, but that was the point of having you on the show. Like,
well, what I
want to know your opinion.
What I want to do for Lucky is that we're going to have an episode that we're going to dedicate to just the views of people that are in the industry. What we're going to do is set up a show to where we can talk about that. Lucky's going to highlight it, only because, you know, a lot of the blogs that you do, Lucky, you do a lot of investigative stuff and information that you know that goes on in the industry, you know, that will help. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we can kind of be like, you know, questioning, asking questions, getting information. Then maybe even other people can, you know, hit the chat or call in. I didn't, you know, people know the number, but I didn't really push it today because I know there's a lot that we had to cover. But I'll make sure the next show that we do that we open the phone lines up for other people that want to call and be participate. But what I was thinking, Dwight and Lucky, the next show that we're going to do, and I think Lucky and Dwight, you guys will appreciate this, on next Thursday, the title of that topic will be Black Man from a White Man's Perspective, both in and out of the industry. I think that would be something that is going to catch a lot of people's eyes. It's not nothing to be racist, because I know a lot of times when people hear the separation of races, black and white, they think it's a race card being thrown. I don't throw race cards. All I'm throwing out is realism and people to be honest, and just to hear the opinion of well-known people such as myself, Lucky, and Dwight. And I know that the intellectual responses that a lot of you all are going to get are going to be what you all would expect or what you're looking for to hear from us. So I'm hoping to have Dwight and Lucky back on the show next Thursday for the black man from a white man's perspective, because I think it's going to be pretty deep. What y'all think?
Well, Lucky, if you're going to be on the show, I'm requesting you give your opinion, because I know you have a lot to say, but you're afraid you're going to ruffle feathers, and it ain't about...
No, we'll be talking next week.
Because you give me very much, I want to keep the peace, I don't want to stir no pot.
No.
I know you have a lot to say, and offline, you're going to
Well, you know, this is what I'm going to say. In a nutshell, this is how I feel about it. We as black people got to come together, and that's all I have to say about it. We need to come together, put our money together, put our money back into our communities. You know, we got to stop trying to be leaders and try to be, you know, innovators. Because, you know, the thing about the porn industry, it's racist. It's mm-hmm. very racist,
mm-hmm.
you know, and... We just got to come together and start putting our money in our community, you know? And that's all I have to say about that.
Well, we can't be mad at that. I want to say that I appreciate Dwight and I appreciate Lucky coming to join us here on Rockefeller's Radio. I hope that everybody enjoyed the show today, the Blackteen Awards 2015 recap and the Zodiac of the Capricorn. Make sure you tune in next week. Next Thursday, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, for a black man to a white man's perspective, right here on Rockefeller's Radio on blogtalkradio.com. As I always say, you can't see me, but I am giving you the duty. Bye, y'all.
Philly. Gotta make sure I pay them both attention, or one of them gon' kill me. Tell the truth, whole truth, no undercover freak, I'm guilty. Check please, pay the cops to be the boss, just bill me. I can tell by the way you've been looking at your girlfriend. I can tell by the way you've been dancing with your girlfriend. Your best friend on the mattress, ass so fat, need a lap dance. That was way back then, lost a little weight, but that ass still thick, goddamn. So innocent, I'm a guilty trip. She ride the dick, it be worth the trip. No answer, no romantic shit, just friends with benefits. I take that. Never seen a roof come back on the main back. I don't think you see now. Who you tryna meet bad? I can put you anywhere, fly, private air. Ooh yeah, who do dare? Take you from me, can't compare my fashion wear. All I wear, last king gear. Man, that shit so ill. I just wanna take the girls home, make a nasty song and put the shit online. We could do it like in a plane, have a house party all night long. Down, it's my theme song. Take it on, golf, put me on. Keep raw, I've been a dog. So go on, let a nigga bounce. Cause I can tell by the way. I can tell by the way. You've been looking at your girlfriend. You having the time of your life, this time and it's right, this kind of a night, need two at a time. Wait, round 2 o'clock, I find these hoes losing their mind. Girls gone wild, going on live. Let's be honest, you ain't gotta lie. One question, how many freaks do it take to